Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angel Gilbert Show. And I'm your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is my Live, Laugh, Lovecraft episode of my show and YouTube channel. I got the opportunity to sit and chat with my amazing friend and my special guest, Olivia Spitzer. I hope I said your last name right.
You did, Angelique. You
Oh,
did.
good. I wanted to make sure I did that. She is a People Inc. SDA staff. Now she is, and she also is a school graduate. And a part-time small business owner as well. Go Bills!
Yes, go Bills.
Hello, Liv, and welcome to my show and YouTube channel. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you for having me, Angelique. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. So, tell me about yourself.
So I am I'm 27 years old, so I've recently graduated from Canisius with my master's, and so I started out with social work and then I went into higher education, and I love both of those dearly. But I've always had a crafty side. I always loved crafting and, making art and really exploring my creativity and, going to school. I didn't have a lot of time to do so. After 6 years of finally passed and finishing school, I've had the opportunity to kind of, during COVID, really step up my craft game. So now at 27, I have my master's and I love crafting. And hopefully, one day, my little small Facebook business will attract more attention.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, that's pretty cool. And by the way, since you said Facebook business, what is the name of this Facebook business, by the way?
So it's Live, Laugh, Love, Craft. And the reason it's the name it is because my name's Olivia, but I go by Liv. And so instead of Live as in LIVE, it is LIV for Live. And then I always say Live, Laugh, Love as my kind of life motto. So I incorporated that into as my business name, because I love crafting, and I'm just living life doing so.
I like that. Okay. That's pretty cool. I just had to throw that out there. I wanted to mention that. I wanted to mention that. So how are you coping with this COVID going on?
So the last 2 years have been a little crazy. As you already mentioned, I decided to go back to school, and then the pandemic hit, and I had to make a choice on whether I wanted to follow through and go to school or just wait it out. And actually, surprisingly, COVID has provided me with a lot of awesome opportunities. So I ended up getting a full ride to Canisius with an assistantship for my master's. And so I was able to work in event services with my fantastic supervisor, who I absolutely adore. She has taught me a lot. And kind of doing this during the pandemic opened my eyes to see that anything is possible, even through hardships during the world and all of that. So I was able to complete my master's, and in my downtime that I had, because you couldn't really go out and do much, I spent a lot of time crafting and doing what I love to do and spending time with my family. So even though it was crazy and it was scary, I got closer to my family and really got to enjoy my time at home and crafting and finishing my degree. So it actually was a blessing in disguise, this pandemic. That's how I look at it.
Well, like you said, a lot been going on, like you said, and I actually heard, I seen a couple of your posts on Facebook that said that you had COVID.
I did. I had it twice,
Oh.
confirmed, and I'm pretty sure the third, I think I had it three times because the third time, I didn't get tested. I was just down and out for the count, and it was like it was the first two times I had it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just accepting the fact that I had it, but thankfully my health has been good, so I didn't really get it. I was down and out, but I didn't have to go like to the hospital or anything, which was really good. I had it very mild, thank God.
Well, that's a good thing, 'cause when I seen your post on Facebook, I'm like, what? I'm like, oh my God, live.
And what's crazy is I didn't get it from going like crazy places. I just got it from the first one was I was working and I didn't get it from school or anything. I got it from just working, and I wasn't with many people. And then the second time I got it from my family. And then the third time, I don't even know where it came from. I was like,
Uh-oh.
popped out of nowhere. I was like, oh, okay, here we go again. But the third time, I think I got it from school, but that's okay.
That's sad. Well, I was praying for you,
Thank
so.
you. I appreciate it. Well, all is well here. Have
We're
the
good.
taste, I have the smell, we're good.
Because when I seen the post, I said, I have to comment. So I said, I'm praying for you. So,
I
and I hope you
appreciate
see
it.
my, I hope you saw my comment.
I did.
I'm like, oh my God. So even Caitlin has this, she got it. I'm like, oh my God, what? I'm like, what's going on?
It's crazy, but that's okay. Everything turned out well. So,
Well, that's good. But like you said, and speaking, since we're talking about COVID, so what have you done during the lockdown? Because you know they did lock stuff down too.
I actually was working at home. So I was working for a call center company, called Liaison International, and it was an application service for students who are applying to college. And so I would set up my little setup here in the craft room, and I would take calls and craft in between. So that's
Ooh.
how I started my pandemic, was just working and crafting. And then I went from working into school. So I quit my job. I work self-directed just on with one case through the pandemic, and then picked up school. So I kind of kept myself busy between work and school.
Well, that's good. And they always say you gotta be dedicated, determined, and a hard worker.
Yes, and that will get you to the finish line.
I agree about that. So I remember when, oh yeah, when me and my partner went to business classes, and you know me, I'm always determined to finish something now. So I had to
You
finish
are.
something.
That's why you have a successful book and working.
Which is really funny because it's called Olivia.
Yeah, it
It
is. It's how convenient is that your book is called Olivia?
really funny. And I remember the first time when me and you sat working together. I remember what you had said. Well, you know my name is all over your book, a lot over everywhere, including your book and I. I'm like,
That's
well,
because
it's a popular name.
it's a great name.
Which is really funny, by the way, because somebody actually at the last event I went to had asked me. Why did I want Olivia to be a girl? And I'm like, well, I never really thought about that. Because, there's a person that asked me, well, why didn't you want it to be a boy? I'm like, I don't know. I just haven't thought about that.
It's what came to your head, and it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and then I had help. So, had his whole team and everything. So, but I never really thought about having her as a boy, though. So, if it was a boy, it wouldn't be called Olivia. So, it would have been called somebody else, probably Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver, Olive.
Somewhere around that time, because I like the O, so yes. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, I just had to put that out there since we were talking about Olivia and stuff. So I heard that you went back to school. How did that go, by the way?
I actually was really good. So I got a lot of experience in my field of interest, which is higher education and student affairs. So most people don't know what that means. So I don't want to be a teacher. We'll start there.
Okay.
I actually want to work in admissions at a college. So
Ooh.
I was able to through my connections in higher education, was able to get a job in the fall of 2021. And then it was just filling in for someone on maternity leave, but I got a lot of admissions experience through that. And then that was part of my schooling as well. So I was counted as my job counted as an internship, which was great. And then I finished out in May of this year. So I just graduated May 18th of this year. And I'm currently looking for jobs. I'm going into my second round interview at Buffalo State College next
What?
week.
Oh my God, that's my old stomping ground. I actually went to Buffalo State College.
Oh, that's awesome. It's your alma
Yeah.
mater.
Yes, it
I'm
is. I cannot get
excited.
over that. Oh my God.
Yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed that I do well and maybe I'll be working there in the near future. But yeah, it was a great experience. I never thought that I was going to get my master's degree, and you know, what
Ooh.
better time than the pandemic to fulfill that, you know?
Agree about that. Ooh, me. You can have to wait. Sorry about that. Someone's calling me, but you can have to wait.
That's okay.
Okay. But that's very interesting in Buffalo State. Like I said, oh my God, that's my old stomping ground. Small, small world.
It is a small world. Your books, Olivia. You went to Buffalo State.
Well, what can I say?
We're kindred spirits, Angelique.
And by the way, Buffalo State has some awesome, and I mean awesome places to work. Because I know I used to actually have a couple of jobs I used to work at Buffalo State. So,
Oh, that's amazing.
yeah, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I used to actually work at a couple of places at Buffalo State. It was actually, ooh, the small business. I think it was small business administration, something like that it was. And they got some good places that you can work at though.
They do. They have a lot of opportunity there.
So I just had to put that out there. So if you see someone and you say my name, they probably would know me. So
You're a popular gal, Angelique.
okay, well, especially around Buffalo State. So what can I say?
Yeah.
All right, I see you have a smart time and smart. Ugh, what the heck? Okay, now I'm tongue-tied. I don't know what I said smart for. I see you have a small part-time Facebook business. I'm just gonna put that out there, Facebook business. So how is that going, by the way?
It's kind of slowed down a little bit just because I haven't had a lot of time for crafting. My last My last two semesters of school were kind of crazy. But I do have some things that I can show you if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that I have worked on. I do kind of a lot of different crafts. It's not just like one specific thing. I love my Cricut maker, so I make a lot of decals and stickers, and I do a lot of different stuff for people as gifts and t-shirts, and and I build my own designs in the Cricut design space. Sometimes I use designs they already have. Sometimes I think of something and I try to create it myself. So one of my favorite things to do with the Cricut is make keychains. And as we're on the topic of Go Bills, we have some Buffalo Bills
Ooh,
keychains.
yeah, that is pretty nifty. I was gonna ask you what kind of stuff you've been I
I
was gonna
kept
ask you what kind of
it
beer stuff you've been making.
a
Okay, ooh, I like.
secret. So I have some Bill stuff. These ones are the same. I have a couple of
Ooh.
those. I actually have a bracelet on that I've made. I'll take it
Ooh,
off.
now I like the bracelet.
It's made of paracord. So it's heavy duty and it's Bill's colors.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to buy a couple of stuff from you, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's affordable. I make sure that I choose my prices, but I do it because I love it, not because, I want to make a ton of money. But making a few bucks is good. So I sell my stuff at a reasonable price. I don't jack up the price. I do it because I love it. And if I can make a couple bucks doing it, there we go.
It's your passion.
Yeah, it's my passion more than anything. And then some other stuff I have. So another keychain for Pride Month, during the pandemic, I
Love
made.
is love. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, I made some of those for people. I also like to do bracelets and
Ooh,
beaded
I even
bracelets.
noticed that you did stickers. What kind of stickers?
Oh, a bunch of stickers. I wish I could show you the backside of my laptop because I have a bunch on there that I've made.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about the laptop stickers. What kind of laptop stickers you make?
Anything you'd like, Angelique.
Okay.
Anything
Well,
you'd
do
like.
you make bills, laptop stickers? I'll just put that out there right now.
Yeah, so I take what I have on the keychain, this
Yeah.
Bill's logo, and I blow it up. And I make it bigger,
Ooh.
and
Okay.
I can do that for someone or you. I think, do I have one in one of these?
Well, I'll just put that out there. I do have a laptop because I'm looking at you right now. Drew's a laptop.
Yeah.
So if I did want you to make me some bills, a laptop stickers, I would definitely ask you, all right. So
I definitely can do that for you. I
okay.
would love to. And I also like to make essential oil bracelets. So on
Ooh.
these, there's lava beads that you put the oils on. And then I make them in like any color. These were some Pride ones that I did for Pride
Ooh.
Month. I have multiple different colors,
Ooh, pretty.
sizes.
I like the colors.
I know you love purple, so here's a purple one
Ooh.
that I've
You
done.
got pink in there too. Pink and
Yes,
blue. Now I
pink and
like pink and
purple.
blue now.
I know you like all the good colors, Angelique. So
Well,
I have a bunch of
for some reason, pink is kind of rubbing on me. For some
stuff.
reason, I do not know.
Well, you know what? I'll set this one aside for you, Angelique, just for you.
Okay. And it's a good thing we're mentioning about it. So how much do you which I know you don't do it for cost, but I'm just gonna ask you anyways. So how much for your pieces?
So my bracelets range between, depending on how many lava beads are in them, between $5 and $10, just
Oh,
depending.
not bad.
My keychains, I usually de if it's like a custom one and I have to like create it from scratch, the design, I usually charge like $5. But if it's ones that I've had made for a while, I usually charge like $2. So it's
Oh.
nothing super crazy. The paracord bracelets, like I have a bunch made. So like this one's pink and purple, just like you like, or pink and
Now
blue, I'm
that
sorry.
is pretty.
So it's kind of small. I don't know how big your wrist is, but but I make these I sell for probably depending on the size. So if it's like a bigger one, like this one's pretty
Ooh.
long.
Now I saw that one on your Facebook. I saw that one. Yeah.
I would sell this probably for $10. The smaller ones for $5. Just so you know, just it's for fun. It's what I like doing. So I don't, like I said, I don't want to charge too much. So I keep things around the between $5 and $15.
Now that is affordable, like you
Yeah.
said.
So and during Christmas time, I like to do ornaments. I don't have any made because I usually do them by request. So I do Bill's ornaments. Actually, I've done a lot of Bill's ornaments. I'm not gonna lie. Most of the ornaments I've done are Bill's.
I was gonna ask you that, but I noticed that on your Facebook that you've been making a lot of Bill stuff, so
Yeah,
yeah.
you know, our Buffalo Bills are doing great, so we got to keep the momentum going.
I agree about that. We just started the preseasons already, and they
Right.
won last week already, so
Yeah, let's hope we can keep that preseason streak going with the wins.
I agree about that. We got another one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, on Saturday.
I cannot wait. I watch it with my grandmother, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you like to yell at the
Well, I let her do that, but then when she wants
TV?
me to talk to him, then I will talk to him too, so.
That's
Since
awesome.
he got me watching, got me looking at football now, so.
That's awesome.
And I am a big fan of the Bills, so what can I say?
I think all of Buffalo is.
Georgia. Righty. Now I'm gonna have to ask you about why the name, because you already told me already, so I don't even ask you that question. What do you do besides your business?
So, like I had said before, I'm still working for People Inc. I picked up a couple cases while I'm looking for a job. I also really like to spend time with my family and my friends. So, you know, hanging out at home, game night. Game nights
Ooh.
are my favorite. Playing cards,
What?
playing board games. So I just like spending a lot of time at home, spending time with my dogs, playing with them, taking them for walks. Now that it's cooling off and it's not so hot, I want to start taking them back to the dog park. And then just, you know, just kind of relaxing, just living life, really. Looking for a job.
Get them to exercise a little bit more.
Yeah. I started to go back to the Y, so getting my swimming in and things like that, and yeah, just enjoying myself, really.
Well, that's good. I'm actually getting back into the gym myself, so
Nice.
yeah. Us girls have to kind of, especially us a little heavy guy, chop down on those pounds now, even though I'm
Yeah,
talking
we
about,
do.
so.
Agreed. We gotta get ourselves back to the gym.
You gotta kind of chop down on, kind of chop and shed some of that weight.
And it's all possible.
Even though we like our sweets, doesn't mean nothing.
Right.
In moderation. That's why I
Right.
always say in moderation.
Exactly.
So, what is your favorite piece you had to make?
Oh, that is a tough question, Angelique.
Oh
When you asked me that question, when I looked over this before we started, I've been thinking about this for like 2 weeks, trying to think of something that's my favorite. I like a little bit of everything I do. Because I love doing it, I think it's hard to pick just one thing. Anything that's crafty that I can think outside the box and be creative, I like to do that. Oh, man, I still haven't thought of anything. I really like painting too. So that is just
Ooh.
something that I like to do kind of on the side of everything.
Well, I know you are a real big build fan. So, what favorite pieces of the build you like to make?
Okay, so that I can answer
Oh,
because I
okay.
made I wish I could show you, but I gave it as a gift. So I took a blue shirt, kind of like the what color you're wearing, and I did a tie-dye with it, but
Ooh, I like either.
I bleached it instead of using color. So I did the design with the tie-dye, and then I put bleach on it and let it sit. And then I washed it, and so it was blue and white. And then I
Ooh.
did the Bills logo on the front.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
Okay.
that was one of my favorite Bills ones I made. And then I just love the keychains. They're my favorite. Those are also fun to do. I really enjoy them.
And I see that you even make coffee mugs too.
Yes, I don't have one. Where is it? I don't know where it went. I had one made and I don't know where I put it.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was just up here in the cabinet. I should turn you around so you can see all my craft stuff, my space. But yeah, I don't know where it is. But I like doing the clear mugs
Oh.
so that way you can see your coffee and also see the design. I just bought the other day vinyl so that when you put like on a cup
Oh, yeah.
it'll change color. So
Ooh.
I just bought vinyl the other day for that, which is down here, but where is it? I don't know. Oh, is it? Yes, so color changing vinyl. So this one's a cold activated one. So it goes from like this really light purple to says what color it goes to. Oh, light blue to like a dark blue.
Oh, now
So
that I bet is pretty.
yeah, I haven't used it yet. So once I do, I'll have to send you a picture.
Okay. I would like to see that, all right.
Yeah, I have a cup that I want to decorate, so I'm going to use this to decorate it with.
So you got a lot of favorite pieces. Okay.
I do. It's so hard to pick one. It really is.
That's right. That's why I had to mention the bills.
It was easier to answer the Bills question than it was to pick my favorite.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Oh. Wait, I don't know how to say that. We always say that, all right. How, well, no. Because I always said that. How much are you selling? I always said that. Oh. Are you? I already know you always say that your crafts are on Facebook, but are there any other social media that you have your business on?
Just Facebook, just because I try to keep it all in one place. I do love Instagram, but like my personal page, I didn't want to make like an Instagram for myself and then one for the business. So
Oh, yeah.
if I do have things that I want to like advertise, I'll put them on my Instagram too. And hopefully down the line, like once I have more of a stockpile of things, I would like to start doing more craft shows.
That's a
I
good
would like to,
idea.
we'll start going to craft shows, I should say. That way I can, instead of just like friends saying, hey, you know, I know you have a cricket and I know you like to do stuff with it and you sell some stuff. Can you do this for me? I kind of want to get myself out there a little more, but I was kind of waiting till school was done so that I had more time, to do
Yeah, I
so.
agree about
Yeah.
that. Are you making anything new, like on your free time?
Anything new? I well, I guess newer is the paracord bracelets.
Ooh.
That's newer. I haven't made them in a couple of months, but that is definitely newer, to my arsenal of things I like doing.
Okay, so I bet that would be one of your favorite pieces that you like to make then.
Yeah, more recent, yeah, I would say so. And I want to try making paracord bracelets. So my next project, I want to do a paracord using this style. But I want to make like hangers to go around the door for pets. So like
Ooh.
with bells on it. So like if the dog if you have a puppy and you're training them to like go outside, I want to make paracord door hangers with bells on it so the dog can just hit it with their nose or their paw to show
Oh.
they have to go outside. So that's my next project I want to attempt.
Okay, well, that's good. And lastly, but not least, where can we find you?
So, like I said, Facebook, Live, Laugh, Love, Craft, is my Facebook page. And I'm pretty sure you follow my Facebook page,
Yes,
Angelique.
I
So
do.
if you find it and you want to share that on your Facebook or your social media, feel free.
Okay.
So that way people can add me on there and you know, or they can send me a personal message. Word of mouth is really good. So if you have any friends or family that want some bills stuff, we're getting into that bills season. So I definitely want to start making some more stuff. And then I also, my cousin owns like a little general store in Lockport. So I'm going to
Ooh.
ask her if. I haven't asked her yet, so don't quote me on it just yet. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But hopefully I can give her some of my bill stuff to sell in there. So it's terroir, which you should go there anyway if you like coffee.
Yeah, I do like my coffee, so I can't lie about that. Yeah.
So if you're ever in the Lockport area and you want to go to Terroir, it's right in the Bewley building and her and her husband make their own coffee. Like they roast their own beans and everything. So
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, I'm gonna have
yeah.
to go. All right, try this out.
Yeah, so if you want some good coffee, she makes some great coffee.
That sounds good. Okay,
Yeah.
but thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Angelique, and this has been another episode of the of. Angie Gavitt Show. I want to say thanks to my special guest. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you so much, Angelique, for having me.
Do not forget to use Angie Gavitt Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angelique EE Show. And now, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angie Everett Show. I'm Angelique. I'm rocking it.